This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen, Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathiran kathira. This is a special privilege to be speaking to all of you, and that privilege for me is enhanced and made much sweeter because of the introduction from Zakaria Sayyid, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and bless all of you and all of your parents, and put the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your and our hearts. My topic is Laylatul Qadr, but I'm going to ask you a question before we get to the topic. My question is, what is your intention of sitting here? Why are you here? And I want you to, I'm not going to ask each person to answer that question. I just want you to think about it for yourself and ask yourself and say, why are you here? Why are you in this session? The reason I'm asking that question is because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us the famous hadith, the first hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, narrated by Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, who said, سَمَعْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. He said that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that the reward of the deed is based on the intention. Now if you think about this hadith, by reward of course is meant the reward of that deed, the reward of that deed in the akhirah when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is also meant, and usually we don't focus on that, it also means that the outcome of that action, the result of that action, what is going to come out of that action, a deed is an action, so what is going to come out of that action depends on the intention with which this action is done. So it is very important for us to question ourselves and say, in any situation, I'm speaking to you specifically with regard to our session today, but this applies to across the world, it applies to everything. Anything you do, before you do that, ask yourself, why am I doing this? What is my purpose? Why am I doing this? Anything at all, whether you are eating your lunch or dinner, or whether you are speaking, you are about to call a friend to speak to that person, what you intend to say to that person, when you are studying or you are playing in the field and so on. Ask yourself this question always and say, why am I doing this? What is my purpose for doing what I'm doing? Because the benefit of this is that it focuses your thought, and then your action becomes a thoughtful action, number one. Number two, you are then automatically saved from doing something which is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you were intending, for example, to go and tell your friend a story about somebody else, which is called ghiba, immediately you will not do that because you question yourself and say, why am I doing this? Am I going to please Allah with this? No, obviously not, so I'm not going to do that. So it saves you from anything wrong. And the third thing is then that it focuses your attention, as I said earlier, and enables you to do that deed to the best of your ability. So now to come back to our session, why are you here? Now some of you might say, well, we are here to know something more about Laylatul Qadr. Sure, you will know something more about Laylatul Qadr, but then that is not any value addition that I can do for you, because that's something, you Google it, you can know it. I mean, you don't need to come to a session here and listen to somebody like me. You can Google that and you will know all that there is to be known about Laylatul Qadr. Does that help you? That intention, if you are here to just know something more about Laylatul Qadr, does that help you? Is that intention of any use? And the answer that I have is that helps you in the sense that you have some more information. But other than that, it doesn't help you. Because knowing something is not the same as doing something. And it's only when you do something that you get results. You don't get results by knowing something. For example, how many of us don't know that we should pray 5 times a day? How many of us don't know that the quality of our salah should be improved, so that we connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? From the time we say Allahu Akbar, Takbir, Tahima, to the time we make salam, there should be nothing else in our mind except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalla. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was asked about this, when he was asked about Al Ihsan, he was asked about the excellence in doing something, the superlative way of doing something. He said, "Antabudallaha ka annaka tara, fa illam takun tara fa innahu yarak." He said to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are seeing him. And though you don't see him, you know. He didn't say you are, this is the, you have the information. He said, you know, meaning in every cell of your body, you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing me. Right? Now this was the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever he was asked for an example, he always gave the example of salah. But that doesn't mean that this is restricted to salah alone. So if you want to take this thing and say, to worship Allah as if you can see him, how about I am chatting with my friend? You must chat with your friend as if Allah is the third person in that. It's me and my friend, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. And though I can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I must know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. He is listening to me. Who was Sami'ul Basir. He is the one who hears. He is the one who sees. All seer, all hearer. Who alimu bi zati sudur. He is the one who knows what is in my heart. All of this must be in the top and front of my consciousness when I'm speaking to my friend. Right? The same thing applies. I'm working for somebody. Somebody is working for me. I'm in a shop. I'm in the masjid. I'm doing something. Constant awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence in my life. And when I do that, it gives me huge confidence and it saves me from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here now in this session, if you are sitting here and saying, well, you know, I'm going to find out something more. Sure, of course, inshallah, you will find out something more, but that is not going to help you. What your intention should be is, what am I planning to do with what I learn in this session? So my request to all of you is to change that intention. Now, only you know. The intention is in the heart. Only you know what's in your heart and you know what you have changed and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connects with that. But change the intention from knowing, more merely knowing, to knowing and applying, to doing. Because only when we apply our knowledge, does the knowledge give us benefit. So this is a very important thing that I want you to do, which is to change your intention to whatever I learn, I'm going to apply. That's the first thing. And second thing, or the one before that, was to use this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every action of our lives and say, ask yourself this question and say, why am I doing whatever it is that I'm doing? Right? So let's go now to Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do we know what's the best way of knowing what is Laylatul Qadr? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have to ask him because he told us already. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr, laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr, tanazzalul malaikatu warruhu fiha bi'idhni rabbihim min kulli amr, salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us, he said that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it down, and this refers to the Quran al-Kareem, that the nuzur of the Quran was done on Laylatul Qadr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then wants to emphasize the importance of this, and he's saying, do you even know what is Laylatul Qadr? Right? Do you even know? Do you understand? Do you appreciate the value, the power, the wealth of Laylatul Qadr? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ Do you even know what is Laylatul Qadr? And then Allah says, Laylatul Qadri khayrum min alfi shahr. Allah said, this night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Now, 1,000 months is 83 years plus a few months. The point is, what does it mean? It's just, is it simply some timing? It's not. It's 1,000 months means to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this night is better than, and remember, it's not equal to, Allah is not saying it is equal to 1,000 months. It's a khayrum min alf shahr. So he says that this is better than worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously for this period of 1,000 months. Right? Now, first and foremost, to think about it, about this is, that is it even possible for somebody to continuously worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 83 plus years? Obviously, it's not, because we have to eat, we have to sleep, and so on and so forth. So to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously is impossible to do. And here Allah is giving us the reward of that, as if you have done that by worshipping Him only in this one night. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on this night, there is the nuzul of, special nuzul of malaika. Malaika come and go into this world the whole time. But on this night, there is a special nuzul of malaika. Malaika descend on the earth. And warruh, which is the name of ruh, is also one of the titles of Jibreel alayhi salam. And Jibreel alayhi salam also comes down. Salamun hi hatta matla'il fajr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this night is a night of safety, a night of peace, a night of harmony, a night of beauty, of brilliance, until the time of Fajr, which means the whole night is like this. Now, so we know something about Laylatul Qadr. Now, question is, as I asked you before, what is it that you are going to do? So, first question, of course, is when is this night? Because, yes, we know about the night, but the surah does not tell us when this night is. This we know from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which incidentally is another of the many evidences and proofs of the importance of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us to understand this deen and for us to practice this deen. Anybody who thinks that they do not need Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's guidance to be a Muslim and to live like a Muslim and to practice Islam is seriously misguided. So this is something that we absolutely are in great need for, and we ask Allah to give it to us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to search for this night. Now think about this. Why is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling this, saying it like this? He said to search for this night in the last 10 nights of Ramadan al-Kareem. So starting from the night of the 21st of Ramadan to the end, to search for this night. Now, why did he say search? We know the hadith of this, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once came out in Ramadan. He came out of the house, and there were two people who were arguing loudly in the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told me the specific night, which was Laylatul Qadr. But because of this argument which is going on here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused me to forget that. But search for it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan al-Kareem. And among those nights, in the odd nights, so it is the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, and the 29th nights. But he said last 10 nights, so Allah knows best. It is in the odd nights. But if you look at the different time differences and so on in the world, the odd night for you is the even night for somebody, and somebody's even night is your odd night. So, alhamdulillah. Now, and then they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, what are the signs of this night? And there again, see the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which how he guided Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give this response. They asked him for the sign. Now, if somebody asks you for the sign, what will you say? You will say probably, you will give signs before the night so that you can pinpoint the night. But the Prophet ﷺ, he gave signs of the day following the night. He said that the following morning the sun will rise and it will not have a harsh light. It will have a very beautiful and sublime light in that night. And one of the signs also is that it may rain on that night. That is not a necessary thing, but the sun will. Now, if you say this, think about this, that supposing I was sleeping, I was doing nothing, and may Allah protect me, I was doing something even wrong on that particular night. The next morning, I see the sun rising like this, and I say, oh, you know what, last night was Laylatul Qadr. What's the use of that? Because I lost it already. So therefore, the lesson we learn from this, number one, is the importance of Laylatul Qadr, which is good to know because we are going to practice that. Number two is to make sure that on that night I am not doing anything useless, I am not wasting it, I am definitely not doing something wrong, that I get this night. And the way to get the night is to spend that night in dhikr, in tilawat of the Quran, in praying taraweeh, in praying qiyam, in praying tahajjud. And if you get tired, just go to sleep. It's okay. It doesn't. You don't have to necessarily stay awake the entire night you know, without shutting your eyes, you can even take a rest for a while, sleep for a while, but ensure that you don't do anything else. You're not on Facebook, you're not on TV, you're not doing something else. You are engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you got tired in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you sleep for a little bit, get up again and continue. That is what we need to do. And if we do that, what happens? You get an entire lifetime worth of ibadah, the reward of that. Because 83 plus years, not many people even live that long. Which means that your entire lifetime of ibadah, you got for this one particular night. And alhamdulillah, because Rasulullah told us to search for it in these 10 nights, then we should do that in all of these 10 nights. And definitely in the odd numbers of those nights, whichever is the odd night in your country. And the final point before we finish this session is, what is the best thing to do in Laylatul Qadr? Now, obviously, any form of ibadah we do is a very good thing to do. So, Tilawatul Quran, Qiyam, Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these things. But what is the best thing to do out of all of this, making dua and so on? What is the best thing to do? Now, I think the best answer is the answer that Rasulullah ﷺ gave when our mother, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, asked him this question. She said, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, if I get Laylatul Qadr, what is the dua, what is the best dua that I can make? And may Allah bless her for the questions that she used to ask, which give us our deen. So she asked him this question. She said, Ya Rasulullah, if I get Laylatul Qadr, then what is the dua that I should make? What should I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are verily and truly, you are the forgiver. You love to forgive, so forgive me. Now I think this is a very beautiful dua, and it is the greatest need, true need. You know, food and shelter and clothing and money and jobs and family and whatnot. All of these are needs, but these are not real needs. Even without these things, one can survive and one can live. But without the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be destroyed. There is no way that we as human beings can survive if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive us. And therefore, this is the best dua that we can make. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. So this is something that I request you to learn. It was a little small dua. So learn the dua and ensure that you make this dua and with sincerity, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this dua from you and to forgive you and to forgive all of us, inshallah. So this is my time, I think, is over 15 minutes I was given. So therefore, alhamdulillah, this is what my message to you is, that be aware of the importance of this night and use this night to gain rewards with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our books of deeds. Jazakumullahu khairan. I wish you all the very best. I request you for dua for me and my family. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept you and to accept your work in this Boy Scouts movement that you are doing, and to make this a means of da'wah for the whole world. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khair.